Joining us now for the Israeli perspective is Michael Oren, the former Israeli ambassador to the United States. Welcome to the program.
Good to be with you, Eric.
As we've heard, the UN chief today called the third deadly shelling of a UN school sheltering civilians in Gaza, quote, a moral outrage and a criminal act. A criminal act, that's strong language. Can Israel continue its military operation in the face of such growing international outrage at the civilian toll?
Well, let me first say that the death of any civilian, whether Palestinian or Israeli, is deeply tragic. And whether the victim is a Palestinian or an Israeli, they are equally victims of Hamas. Hamas started this war. Hamas is using the civilian population as a shield. It wants to maximize the number of Israeli civilians it kills and wants to get Israel to kill the maximum number of Palestinian civilians so that the actions will evoke precisely those reactions from the UN Secretary General and from the State Department.
The Israeli army said today it was targeting Islamic Jihad militants on a motorcycle, but they hit them right in front of the UN school. So doesn't Israel have a responsibility to do more to protect civilians in one of the most densely populated areas of the world?
Israel has a responsibility to do the maximum within its capacity. Hamas will use UN facilities. They will store rockets in UN facilities. We had three soldiers killed the other day in a UN medical clinic that was booby-trapped. They fired out of schools. They fired out of mosques for precisely this reason. Now, this doesn't absolve Israel of the moral responsibility of doing the utmost to try to reduce civilian casualties. But ultimately, if Israel is being fired at from these institutions, Israel have no choice but defend itself.
Israel says its ground forces are in the process of pulling back and redeploying in Gaza. But the prime minister last night said the fighting will continue as long as necessary to stop Hamas tunnel and rocket attacks. I'm wondering if you think Israel miscalculated what it would take to change the status quo in Gaza.
Well, I think there'll be some hard questions asked after the fighting about whether our intelligence services adequately assessed the tunnel threat. I think there was an adequate assessment of the missile threat. And it is extremely important, I believe, that this time the cycle of violence is broken once and for all, and that Israel be enabled, in spite of all the pain, to deliver a punishing blow against Hamas.
To break that cycle of violence, doesn't Israel eventually have to talk directly or indirectly with Hamas? I mean, until the Oslo Peace Accords in the early 90s, Israel and the West viewed the PLO as a terror group and refused to talk with them. Yet there were these important back channels that brought about those accords and resulted in the PLO recognizing Israel and renouncing terrorism. Isn't it time to sit down with Hamas eventually?
Well, there's certainly a very fundamental difference between the PLO and Hamas. PLO was an avowedly secular organization that called for creating a democratic and secular state in Palestine. Hamas is a jihadist organization which calls for an international caliphate. The problem today is that the Hamas leadership itself is very divided. Ceasefire talks were called for in Cairo several days ago. The Hamas delegation simply didn't show up. They couldn't agree on who they could send. Israel has no choice but to redeploy its forces after finishing tunnel demolition and continue to put pressure on Hamas until somebody in that organization steps up to the plate, shows up in Cairo, and signs on to a ceasefire agreement. Until that happens, I frankly don't see any end to this.
Michael Oren is the former Israeli ambassador to the United States. Thanks for taking the time with us.
My pleasure. Be well.